Women's March campaigns to ban President Donald Trump from Twitter. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 28, 2019. Women's March co-chair Linda Sarsour claims that the President of the United States is putting people's lives in danger when he tweets. Sarsour and other Women's March activists are now lobbying Twitter to ban President Donald Trump from its platform. Representatives from the Women's March brought several boxes of petitions to Twitter headquarters last week, calling on the company to ban the President of the United States from its platform. Sarsour expressed her dismay to see that President Trump had called out Iran on Twitter last week, in which he stated, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again." The fact that we have a president that is actually calling for the elimination of Iran on Twitter is absolutely outrageous, said Sarsour. "That really has to be the line that Twitter draws." The Women's March co-chair added that she believed she would have been able to get more signatures for her petition if she had taken the time to solicit more citizens across the country. "Because he's actually putting all our lives in danger," insisted Sarsour of the president's activity on social media. A second Women's March representative delivered her remarks in a live stream video, calling on its viewers to tweet all day long using the hashtag #SuspendTrump. "We've gone through Twitter's terms of service, we've gone through their hate conduct policies," said a third Women's March representative, "and we found tweets that correlate with, that demonstrate from Trump, that he's actually violated all of those statutes, so, he's threatened violence. He's literally threatened nuclear war with Iran, with North Korea, made violent threats against Iran. He's shown videos edited to depict him literally, like, punching to the ground CNN," she continued. "He incites fear about protected groups, so he uses his personal Twitter account to spread fear-mongering stereotypes about people of color. We're calling on Twitter to suspend Trump on those grounds," said the Women's March representative. "This is his personal account that he has had for years. He should not be given an exception as a head of state," she added. The Women's March activists then proceeded to gather the boxes of petitions, which they said contained over 300,000 signatures, and drop them off at both of Twitter's headquarters locations in New York City and San Francisco. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.